Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about a brand new economic development strategy. The city of Astoria, under the direction of Kevin Cronin, who's been the community development director for about the last year and a half, is implementing a new program, a five-year economic strategy called Advance Astoria. Today, we're going to learn about that program, how it also works with CEDAR, Clatsop Economic Development Resources. So in the studio, I have Kevin Cronin. He is the City of Astoria's Community Development Director. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Donna. Great to be back.
Glad to have you here. And also, I have Kevin Leahy. We have two Kevins today. So
Kevin, good morning, Donna.
I think I'll say Kevin C and Kevin L
there
or something
go.
Like
Sounds
that.
Sounds perfect.
And Kevin is the Executive Director of Clatsop Economic Development Resources, fondly known as CEDAR. Before we start talking about Advance Astoria, let's learn a little bit about each of you for our listeners, please. So, Kevin Cronin.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I've been here for about a year and a half. I moved here in July 2015 with my wife, Darcy, and my three kids. My oldest, Kieran, just turned 11 actually yesterday. He is a fifth grader at Lewis and Clark. My daughter, McKenna, just turned 8. She's a second grader at Astor. And my daughter, Tegan, actually just down the street here at Peace Learning Center. So we are a happy little family living here in Astoria. And just really happy to be in Astoria working for the city of Astoria. And so what I do at the city of Astoria is I do a number of things. So I...
Well, tell us a team bit about your background
Absolutely.
Because where you came from and what you did
before, sure.
so people know.
I've been in Oregon literally almost 21 years. In March, it'll be 21 years. And it's been just a lot of fun being in Oregon for those 21 years, working throughout the city of Oregon in different city planning positions. And so this position really offered a really wonderful opportunity for me to kind of advance my career.
And you came from?
I came from Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've worked in Eugene, I've worked in Portland, I've worked in Southern Oregon. And so Astoria is my first experience working on the coast, and it's been absolutely wonderful.
And this size town, right?
Yeah.
Is this the smallest town?
Interestingly enough, throughout my whole career, I've worked in small towns. Even when I worked in Portland, I worked for a neighborhood that actually used to be a small town called Lentz. It was obviously annexed into the city at one point, but it was like working in any small town, even though we were in a very large city. So throughout my career, I've really focused on small town city planning and development.
Okay, good. Yep. Kevin Leahy, please tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you, Donna. Well, I'm a native-born Astorian, NBA as we say. I'm a fourth generation. My great-grandfather and his two brothers came over from Ireland back in 1879 and homesteaded out in Alney. And my cousin, Patty Hankel Nelson, she owns the property still right next to the Clasculan Fish Hatchery. We have the wagon wheel that says Leahy Homestead. I grew up on Irving, right up the street here, went Star of the Sea. My dad, Bill, my mother, Dee, were also native-born Astorians. I went to Astoria High School, graduated Clatsop Community College, married my wife, Karen, and our three children, Megan, Sean, and Kelly, and soon-to-be daughter-in-law, Cambry, all adult children. And I, after I graduated from Oregon State University, I started in the executive training program at Meyer & Frank. So I worked in the department store arena for 27 years, worked my way up the ladder to corporate vice president down in Robinson's May, which was our division down in Los Angeles. We had 75 stores. I was the vice president of women's, men's, and children's footwear. And then Macy's bought us, so that, you know, that's a different story, but goodbye to May department stores. And so then I opened my own business. My wife and I had our own business in Valencia, California, where we lived. We raised our children. We were there for 17 years. And it was a franchise called Candleman. And, you know, to jump into it, got very involved in the chamber down there, which I hadn't done in my corporate days, and got involved in economic development. And kind of here we are. It's like it's just great in the sense that we had the business for several years. And then we ended up closing the business, that wonderful recession that hit. And I was interviewing for positions around the Northwest to come back up home here and had the opportunity to come as a part-time advisor for our Clatsop Community College Small Business Development Center, which worked its way into becoming the director. And then about a month and a half later, the director of, as you mentioned, our economic development organization, CEDAR. So one quick little story. My grandfather, Joe Leahy, had a Astoria Hardware down on Commercial Street for 25 years. It's a River Sea Gallery. And my mother worked in a building my wife works in now that my grandfather was the telephone company manager in 1920. We have a picture before the fire. My wife, Karen, works in that building right now next
you
to this.
You have a story of history.
Yep, a lot.
And I do want to say one funny thing, because you said I hadn't heard the term NBA for a while, but when I was working with our former mayor, Willis Van Dusen, to help with the bicentennial celebration, I was, you know, that term NBA has been you know, native-born historians turned around. So then I said, I wrote Willis at like 1 in the morning. I said, Willis, if you're an NBA, what am I? I said, I think I'm going to be an ABC, which is an historian by choice. I said, is it okay if I use that? And he said, yes.
Oh, that's you, Donna. That's great.
So the ABC came from like some crazy part of my brain at like midnight or something.
It's co-equal. It's co-equal.
But it is. So I think we all of us, really, even if you are an NBA, you are an ABC. You're an historian by choice because this is a very rare and unique place.
So that makes
place.
Me an ABC,
something new. You're an ABC. That's right. And even Willis said, I'm changing my cards. I used to say NBA, but it's going to say ABC now, which is funny. So, before we talk about Advance Astoria, let's talk about what does the Community Development Department of the City of Astoria do?
Sure. So I have a staff of five. There's myself. There's Nancy Ferber, my city planner. There's Ben Small, my building official, Lisa Ferguson, who's our building permit tech, and Sherry Williams, who just announced retirement as my administrative assistant. I'm sorry to see Sherry go. She's been absolutely wonderful for us. So each of us provide a number of different services for the citizens of Astoria, zoning or planning, building permits, code enforcement, economic development, urban renewal, and to a certain extent, housing. So we have a range of services that we deliver for our customers and for our stakeholders, as well as the City Council and other boards and committees at the City of Astoria. So it keeps us pretty hopping.
Okay. So, and you work closely with the City Council. You go to all the City Council meetings, and you're actually making a little presentation on Monday night about Advance Astoria to the City Council.
Yep.
Okay. And Kevin Leahy, for those people who don't know what CEDR, Class of Economic Development Resources, is, let's give the elevator speech on what CEDR is.
So CEDR is the county's economic development organization and has been in existence for almost 9 years. And 9 years ago, a group of individuals led by Skip Hockey and at the time Al Smiles and the Seaside Chamber organized a countywide economic development group. Apparently in the past, there was up to 24 separate groups all working in their silos, and CEDR was formed. The county gave seed money from their video lottery funds that have to go towards economic development. The five cities are permanent members, the county, the Port of Astoria, the college. We have private sector members. And I'm privileged to be the director of both CEDR and the Clatsop Community College Small Business Development Center. That's unique in the state of Oregon. So we provide free and confidential advising to businesses of all sizes. ClatsopED.com, by the way, is our website if people want to check that out. And we served over 138 clients last year alone in Clatsop County. So it's all about connecting the community and the businesses. And so our mission at CEDR is to deliver business-driven economic development to create, grow, and retain Clatsop County businesses. And economic development for the county, small business advising, workforce education training, that's our main core competencies there.
Okay, so you have been in this role of seeking out businesses to bring to create job growth.
Well, I can tell you that I've been the director now for 5.5 years. Time flies, right? But really, our time and energy, mine specifically, is spent on business retention and expansion. I mean, of course, we're always out there. But if you're looking for that next big whatever, you're going to fail because there aren't that many businesses that move around or that settle, right? So we've had growth. Like I can publicly talk about Fort George, for example, because they're one of our clients, and they've allowed us to do that. We look at now they have 125 full-time jobs. And you look at the economic impact I know Kevin's going to talk about in some of the clusters. So that's an example of growth from within. And we have many, many examples.
Okay.
So Kevin and I talk about home runs versus singles, right, in terms of economic development. A lot of people think economic development is you have to go after the home run. You have to bring somebody from outside of Astoria, and that may be an opportunity down the road. But really, a lot of our jobs is just really growing what's already here, looking at our existing assets, and really trying to advance or expand those existing businesses that are here.
I do also serve as the enterprise zone manager for our county. So any questions that come from outside the county do come to me or into my office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, more kick in the tires kind of thing, if you will.
Sure.
I work with Business Oregon very closely, for example, on those kinds of initiatives.
Okay.
But many times, as they said, we have a potential project, but it's got to be near, has to have rail. It's got to be near an I-5 freeway. You know, things like that. And we kind
of
no.
Right.
But again, always looking for any opportunity.
Okay. Yep. So, Kevin, what in the past was the economic development strategy for the city of Astoria, and what is this new program, Advance Astoria?
Yeah, so we've never had an economic development strategy before. So this is the first time we've ever done this. In the past, we have just gone after different opportunities that presented themselves, and we've reacted to those opportunities. But by having a strategy in place, we can be proactive. We can actually go out and talk to those types of industries or businesses that we really want to be in Astoria. So it really gives us a different playing field, if you will, on how we approach economic development. So in 2015, the City Council adopts goals every year. And so in 2015, they adopted a goal to strengthen our local economic development through better partnerships. And so I kind of took that and ran with it. I found a grant, applied for and won a grant from the Department of Land Conservation and Development, which is a state agency that supports local cities like us for economic development, as well as land use planning. And so I took that grant, matched it with local funds, and we were able to hire a consulting firm to really help us develop this strategy. And so back in October, we launched this project.
Okay, so this is a five-year plan.
Yes, it is.
And you're having community forums because you want to hear from the public.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm confused about is the fact that we actually have a lot of people, a lot of jobs available here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so but the housing is a problem. So how is housing being addressed as part of this Advance Astoria Economic Development?
Yeah, that's a great question. So even though we're not really talking about housing or doing something about housing through Advance Astoria, on a parallel track, the City Council is still committed to figuring out our housing issues. So I've got a bunch of different other projects, probably a whole nother talk of our town show on housing to talk about some of the things that we're doing in Astoria. But yes, we are continuing to work on our housing issues because you can't have one without the other. The two things really have to work in concert. They really have to work hand in hand. And so we're very cognizant of that, and we're continuing to work on some of the housing issues so people will have places to live if they do get a job.
Exactly. I know that's what I've heard, too, that people are, you know, there are jobs here. However, if people can't find places, and so then if we grow more jobs, mm-hmm. then where are the people going to be able to live? So I think that's pretty crucial. And because we're surrounded on three sides by water, there isn't that much. I mean, how do we address that? So mm-hmm. we can't get that big, right?
That's right. So we are surrounded by water, as you noted, on three sides, and we have an urban forest behind us. So what we've done over the years is we've been really smart about how we redevelop existing properties inside the city limits. Mill Pond neighborhood is a great example. We took a brownfield, an old plywood mill, and created this beautiful new neighborhood. So that's a much larger scale project. We also have the Blue Ridge property, which is actually being sold right now. If people aren't familiar out there with that property, it's the property as you're coming into town from US 30 on the right-hand side, just above Tongue Point. That's a very large piece of property that could have, you know, upwards of 30 to 60 new homes. So those are the opportunities that we're looking at in terms of new housing for Astoria.
Wow.
And then, Donna, with the housing, you know, with been working on it for the last couple of years minimum with Cedar, we're taking a project-based approach where we've sat at the table with all the cities, with the mayors, the electeds from throughout the county, had many meetings. We've decided that together that a project-based approach is best. So we're working with, like, developers on specific projects that we're all looking to learn from. For example, working on one right now, for example, in Seaside. But to use what do we learn from the Seaside project that we can then use in Warrington and the city of Astoria, for example.
Right. Well, the city of Astoria is unique in its geography.
Yes.
That creates some challenges.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we have to be really thoughtful about what we do. But So the Advance Astoria, you got the funds, and now you have, and then you, the mayor appointed a steering committee. Is that correct?
That is correct. So Mayor Lemire appointed a committee back in September. We launched the project in October at Fort George, where we invited the community to come kind of learn firsthand what this project was all about. We hadn't done any research at that point. Really wanted just folks to come and get engaged and really have a conversation about economic development. So we invited a panel. Kevin Leahy was our moderator. We had really kind of a diverse perspectives on that panel, some folks from outside town, but a lot of folks from town. And we had a really wonderful conversation about, you know, what we can do here in Astoria. And so we used that as a launching pad to do our technical analysis or the data research in terms of, okay, where are the really good living wage jobs going to be over the next 5 years? So about 2 weeks ago, we held our first community forum to really present all that information. We held it at the the Red Building Loft. We had just a great turnout, and we presented not only information on the technical side, but we also did another panel presentation where we invited some women entrepreneurs to kind of share their experiences about running a business in Astoria or their experience running another business from the Portland area.
And what feedback did you get from those two panels that has already been changing and got any surprises? What feedback did you get from those two panels so far?
That's a great question. So I really can't answer that question yet because we're still actually trying to get the notes from the consultant. But I can tell you just anecdotally, it's really sort of widened our perspective about what we can do here in Astoria. So one of the presenters was Kelly Roy, who runs ADX Portland. And there's been talk about doing a makerspace here in Astoria. And recently, the Daily A ran an article about a new makerspace out in the Lewis and Clark area. Those are some of the things that we really want to see Astoria, because even though that business is outside city limits, there are businesses or individuals here in Astoria that can use that space to incubate or grow their business and tinker with their products. So it all works hand in hand as part of our larger economic development ecosystem.
Right. Is the Astoria Downtown Historic Development Association involved with this? Is there somebody from there on the steering committee?
So ADHDA is not represented on the actual steering committee, but I'm in constant contact with not only Dulcie and their new executive director, Sarah Liu, but also other businesses. So Fort George, Bowie Beer, both have, and Reach Break Brewing, which is our newest brewery, have a representation on the steering committee. So they are obviously members of ADHDA.
And I'm on the ADHDA Business Development Committee and have been for 5 years. So, Kevin, we have meetings every the second Tuesday of every month at Clatsop Community Bank. Anybody's always welcome to attend at 8 a.m. And we report on that also.
So good. Okay, so important is there's connection with everybody.
There's lots of cross-communication in a small town.
Good, so important that we're all on the same page. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today we're talking about the City of Astoria's five-year economic development strategy. It's a brand-new plan. It's called Advance Astoria. My guests are Kevin Cronin. He is the Community Development Director for the City of Astoria, and Kevin Leahy, who is the Executive Director of CEDR, Clatsop Economic Development Resources. And we have a call from a listener who asked, is Advance Astoria coordinating with the Riverfront Vision Plan? What is Advance Astoria's five-year vision? And how does it relate to the Riverwalk? So let's ask that question. Right
okay,
now.
Great. So the Riverfront Vision Plan is in its final phase. We have adopted three out of the four phases. So we have we have new regulations for the Bridge Vista overlay area, which is obviously near the Astoria Megular Bridge. We have we recently completed the area around Alderbrook, and then the Civic area, which is essentially the gateway area. So we've done three out of the four. The area that still remains to be done is that what we call the urban core, the downtown area. And really, that's going to be the toughest nut to crack, because that is where a lot of our commercial inventory is and our wonderful historic nature of Astoria. So we're going to be starting a conversation with the community that dovetails with the work that we're doing through Advance Astoria. It's one of those things where I have to go out and actually hustle for a grant in order to pay for something like that. So that is something the City Council really wants my department to really focus on this next year.
And you mentioned before we went on the air that there are actually more chunks of buildable land for this new development than people realize.
So one of the tasks that we asked the consultant to do and what DLCD wanted to do through the grant was to identify development opportunities so we have enough land over the next 20-year period. And so one of the maps that we showed at our open house clearly shows that we have enough land. Between the areas that the port owns, the area around Pier 39, the area next to the ARC and the Pacific Power Substation, what we refer to as the Agbag site, as well as the most recent site that everyone sees on their way into or out of Astoria, and that's the Astoria Ford site. Those are ripe for redevelopment and ripe for new businesses to come and invest in.
So I noticed when I looked at the paperwork that the three themes of Advance Astoria are diversification, wealth creation, and resiliency. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, one thing that is important to me, though, is that whatever economic development we do, that is compatible with our heritage, our mm-hmm. culture, our resources, our geography. For example, most people here did not think LNG was a compatible thing. I mean, tourism is an industry here for a reason. I mean, people are not vacationing in Longview. They're vacationing, which is perceived as a very industrial.
They're on their way through Longview to come to Astoria.
Yes, so we have a big responsibility to preserve that beauty and that heritage.
Absolutely.
And that culture. So how is this diversification, wealth creation, resiliency going to really work with, again, a business or something that's going to create jobs, which is going to be compatible with
Just to mention on the diversification part of it, Donna, like one core industry that Kevin can talk more, because this was kind of his template from the very beginning, but eds and meds, education and medical. And we look at the healthcare. That's a clean industry. Columbia Memorial Hospital is the county's second largest employer, for example. So diversifying and having opportunities that the college can provide, the hospitals, that we can have jobs that are family wage jobs created in that cluster, for example, that can grow the diversification. We know that the income levels in Clatsop County, our average median income is like 80% of the state of Oregon's average. We need to keep working on that. We talk about housing. People have to be able to afford to live here and work here and thrive here. So that's part of the diversification.
Yeah, absolutely. So CMH is our largest employer, roughly 600 employees. What is the growth opportunity in the next 5 years in the healthcare industry? The cancer center that is being built right now, what kind of research dollars can we get through OHSU and other funders to grow the local economy? And how does all that dovetail with the work that's going on at the OSU Seafood Lab? That's another wonderful asset that we have here in Astoria. How do those three entities work together so we can bring more research dollars into Astoria? Another example, and this is an easy one for us, and that's the craft brewing industry. We have a wonderful, wonderful craft brewing industry here.
Bowie Beer just did another expansion.
Yes, yes, I know.
Bowie Beer
is
doubling capacity because they can't meet demand in the Portland area, let alone the Seattle area.
Right.
So it's just
and it's also just to mention, not to get into the weeds here, but traded sector, meaning that they sell their product outside of Clatsop County. That's the key to any business's growth. It's great to sell it here, but like Fort George, for example, their new tagline is only in the Pacific Northwest. If you focus only on Astoria, that's a challenge with our 9,500 people that live in our town and 37,000 for the county. But traded sector, meaning that you sell outside it, that's so key. And Bowie and Astoria Brewing's also doing it.
Right.
So. Well, it sounds like we need to talk about how citizens can be engaged and participate in all of this. But we have a couple of listener questions, and one is, aren't we getting the cart before the horse? Because what is the vision of Astoria that Astorians want, and shouldn't that be first? Shouldn't there be a visioning process first before economic development?
So I've been getting this question a lot lately. And the way I answer that is, we already have a comprehensive plan that's been approved by the state of Oregon and approved by the citizens. And so that is our template for how we grow over the next 20 years. The economic development strategy is one small piece of a larger comprehensive plan that shows what our blueprint is for how we grow. So is a visiting process a valuable tool? Absolutely it is. But for right now, the city council has not decided to launch a process like that. So until then, we are really charging ahead on trying to figure out how we grow the local economy based on our existing lands. No one's proposing to expand the urban growth boundary. So how do we maximize the lands that we already have?
And you know, I see Don as the county guy. I see that, working with all the cities and then living in L.A. and Portland. I think the city of Astoria does a fabulous job with getting citizen input. The amount of forums they have, all the listening sessions, whatever the topic is, the city of Astoria leads that. Not that the other cities don't do that, but I think, I'm a citizen here also. And I think that they do a great job of asking for the citizen input.
Right. For a lot of listeners, this is the first time they've heard of Advance Astoria.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know that there had been a couple panels. But there's going to be another panel in April.
Yes. So we are planning that right now as we speak.
Okay.
We're still trying to find a location and a date.
Okay. And also, if you are listening and you are and you have an idea for economic development for Astoria, you have a question, you have a thought, you have a concern, get in touch with Kevin Cronin. He is the Community Development Director of the City of Astoria. And people can email you, they can call you.
Yep, they can post on Facebook. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can get involved. You can come to the City Council meeting on Monday, where I'll be giving an update to the City Council. There are public comment periods at City Council meetings. You can come to a Planning Commission meeting. There are a wealth of opportunities for you to get involved.
I think also this idea that when you said at the beginning of the program that the City Council said we want to strengthen our partnership. So the fact that now, because the port and the city have been viewed as kind of doing whatever their own thing is, and now it looks like there's going to be much more coordination with the Port of Astoria.
That's right. So Jim Knight and I meet on a regular basis. We work really hand in hand in terms of what he's doing at the port and what I'm doing with the city. They're obviously a very large landholder within the city of Astoria. So whatever Jim is doing, I need to know about, and whatever I'm doing, Jim needs to know about. So we're really working very closely through this project as well as other projects in terms
of Cedar works very closely with the port.
Absolutely.
And many projects here and outside of this area.
Another listener question, which is what does wealth for all Astorians mean?
That is a great question, and we're still trying to define that. I mean, that's a really good one. I don't have a great answer for that because we have not defined that through the engagement process.
Right,
so we need to hear from people what that means.
And I'll bet you anything, you're going to hear a lot about livability.
Well, I was going to say,
absolutely.
Growing up here, moving away for 30 years, coming back, the livability here is like the best.
That's
it's
key.
It's so fab. But you always have to be able to put bread on your table.
Absolutely.
So in terms of however you define wealth, I think you're right. It's all balance.
It's all balance. And then you have to have a place to live. So, I mean, it's all connected.
Yes.
For sure. Absolutely.
A lot of this project is really working with Kevin and the college and other folks that are really working on the workforce development side of things. Cities typically don't get into that, but we're trying to find ways to support the other organizations in town that are working on that. So we do have a qualified labor pool, and so we do have them having opportunities to get those living wage jobs so they can build wealth within their families.
Exactly. So I don't know that it's realistic to think that everyone who grows up in Astoria and graduates here and then maybe either goes off or stays here can find the perfect great job. I mean, no, even cities bigger than we are.
And that is not a goal that we're setting for this
project. But it's changed from my youth to now. It's night and day, but you're right, Donna.
Right.
There's
I mean, that's not feasible. So we have to be realistic what our goals here. But so we just have a few minutes left. What other things would you like the listening audience to know about Advance Astoria?
You know, the thing I want to leave with your listeners today, Donna, is that we're midway through this project. Now is the time to get involved. Now is the time to engage. And like I said, there are lots of opportunities to get involved. We'll have another advisory committee meeting coming up here in March where people can come give us comments.
So that's open to the public.
That is open
to
the public.
And is that the steering committee
meeting?
That is
the steering committee. That's
right. Okay, and so let us know about that because we can actually put that on the air.
That would be great.
As a public service announcement.
That would be great. Yep. And so between all the different committees and commissions, as well as the different ways you can get a hold of me or through my department, there's lots and lots of things you can do.
And I would say, Donna, the connecting with this is so we have our Clatsop County Career and Job Fair for all our high schools February 22nd, and that's getting workforce for the future. So if somebody wants to be part of that, please contact me at my Cedar office, sbdc@clatsopcc.edu. Also through the college, working with the grade schools, with Craig Hoppus, interconnecting the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And, of course, we always say the word arts. But how do we help our youth? How do we train our youth in the second and third grade for occupations that they can thrive in years down the road, which could involve a college track or may not involve, maybe a vocational. So a lot of exciting things that we're all working on that I think would make our economy more robust for the future.
So just one more thing I almost forgot, but if there are any listeners out there that would love to host a coffee hour in their neighborhood and would like to host me, please call me. Or if you are a member of a civic group and you have not heard of this project before and your members would be interested in hearing more, please contact me. I'm happy to make a presentation.
Thank you both so much for being here today. Kevin Cronin, Astoria's Community Development Director, and Kevin Leahy, who is the Executive Director of Cedar. You can contact either or both of them with thoughts, questions, concerns, and there will be a meeting coming up in March, one in April. So there's a chance for all Astorians, ABCs, and NBAs to be involved.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for being here.
And thank you, Donna.
Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, as usual. Thank you so much. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Makes everything better. It's good for the body, mind, and spirit. And focus on the things which are going well in your life. There are always those things that aren't. You turn on the news, you feel sad, depressed. Focus on the things that are beautiful and good in your life, in your world, with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for being here now in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.